Chapter 3. A Sketch of Siamese History. Before inducting the reader to more particular acquaintance with His Excellency Chow Phya Sri Suri Wongsi Samuha Pra Kralahome, I have thought that an abstract and brief chronicle of the times, of the strange people over whom he is not less than second in dignity and power, would not be out of place. In the opinion of Pickering, the Siamese are undoubtedly Malay, but a majority of the intelligent Europeans who have lived long among them regard the native population as mainly Mongolian. They are generally of medium stature, the face broad, the forehead low, the eyes black, the cheekbones prominent, the chin retreating, the mouth large, the lips thick, and the beard scanty. In common with most of the Asiatic races, they are apt to be indolent, improvident, greedy, intemperate, servile, cruel, vain, inquisitive, superstitious, and cowardly. But individual variations from the more repulsive types are happily not rare. In public, they are scrupulously polite and decorous, according to their own notions of good manners, respectful to the aged, affectionate to their kindred, and bountiful to their priests, of whom more than 20,000 are supported by voluntary contributions in Bangkok alone. Marriage is contracted at 16 for males and 14 for females, and polygamy is the common practice, without limit to the number of wives, except such as may be imposed by the humble estate or poverty of the husband. The women are generally treated with consideration. The bodies of the dead are burned, and the badges of mourning are white robes for those of the family or kinfolk who are younger than the deceased, black for those who are older, and shaven heads for all who are in inferior degrees connected with the dead, either as descendants, dependents, servants, or slaves. When a king dies, the entire population, with the exception of very young children, must display this tonsorial uniform. Every ancient or famous city of Siam has a story of its founding, woven for it from tradition or fable, and each of these legends is distinguished from the others by peculiar features. The religion, customs, arts, and literature of a people naturally imparts to their annals a spirit all their own. Especially is this the case in the Orient, where the most original...